4 CBA Mobile. It's KD, how you doing this afternoon? Just fine and dandy. I'm headed off to the tennis courts. I wish I could play tennis. It'd kill my legs for a week if I tried to do that, so hope all goes well. Well, I wish I could play tennis too, but it hasn't stopped me yet. I gotta go help my dad. He's working in his shop, but he had termites to get in there, and he's tearing out wood, so I gotta go help him for a few minutes and then go get some food and then go home and work on an iPhone. Now, that last one sounds interesting. Good luck with that. But anyway, I've never even tried to take mine apart, so I'm not sure I'd know where to start. I'd probably just wind up cracking it or something. But anyway, but I'll work on just about anything, you know. take it apart anyway, put it back together, I may not fix it.
Unfortunately, I don't have to go into it this time. I got to do some software stuff, and hopefully I can get it fixed. I have worked inside of them before, and I have taken two and made one good one. But you need a really good set of magnifying glasses or a jeweler's loop or something like that to work on them.
I'd like to get me a good set of, I don't know what you call them, but the magnifying glasses that you wear on your head, and they you pull them down and use them when you need them, because I've done some soldering that I needed a little bit more magnification in my reading glasses.
Those too. In fact, I was on Amazon last night and I should have ordered me some and I forgot. But certain things like that, you have to put them on and try them and see how you like them first. So next time I'm in Home Depot or Lowe's or something like that, I may see what they got in there and try them.
Well, I didn't even know they sold them there. I'll have to look for them. Well, I'm getting ready to place an order here at the drive-thru. I'll be back just a minute.
Okay, and they're yours, but one of us is really and not into the repeater good at all.
Turned off a little bit scratchy, but got better just a couple of seconds into it. K4 CHY.
I'm in a questionable location here. KC4 SKD.
4SKD, K4CHY, name here's Keith. And I was wondering, I've heard you all before, I was wondering what you're driving, because it sounds like George Jetson's car coming over the radio.
In Carolina originally, upstate South Carolina. I've been here except for a very short period of time when we lived in Indiana. I've been here all my life.
Did you hear my question about what vehicle you're driving? It sounds like George Jetson's flying car over the radio.
It was... I'm in a bad spot. I'm driving a Toyota RAV4.
Hearing it right now, but yeah, every now and then, and I've heard it before, it sounds just like George Jetson's flying car over.
Probably gonna have to buy something to filter out the noise in it. It's probably best to do that.
I'm not hearing it now, but yeah, it's not annoying. It's kind of humorous when it does come through.
It's like a little alternator one, KB4CBA.
And the radio and the receive as well. Anyhow, man, the traffic is unbelievable. I don't know. This is just crazy how the traffic has just exploded around this area.
David, I think I might have doubled with you. KB4CBA, KN4CHY, go ahead.
Well, remind me of double with you. Anyway, you want to look at it, that's all right. I think he's got a little alternator whine because it's what it sounds like anyway, because, you know, he's going up and down. Anywho, it's not bad. It's just noticeable.
Roger, and it just sounds a little different from most alternator whines. I think that is what it is, but to me it sounds just like George Jetson's car. Over
to me that you described that, but now that you said that, that's kind of what his sounded like. On the show, because I used to watch that show.
C4KSD, I believe it was. Go ahead, sir.
Not a bad location. Can y'all hear me?
You're coming in loud and clear.
Yeah, a while ago I didn't understand your question because the repeater was breaking up really bad. But anyway, I'm through one traffic jam and I'm probably headed into another one.
In Greenville, you probably are. Oh, mate. What road are you on now?
Road, and it looks like it's going to take me about 3 red light cycles to get through this one.
I'm surprised you could get out of one traffic jam to get into another one. Been over there a few times, but hadn't lived over in that area in a long time.
To live over there on Oregon Street, which is a block off of, or two blocks, 3 blocks off of East Ferris, and I grew up off of West Ferris, so. It's been that bad. It was bad when I was a kid, but it's pretty bad now.
I think it might have been David I was talking to one day about. We used to use Woodruff Road as a kind of a shortcut up to 385. I bet you don't do that no more.
Well, I've been here a long time. I can remember when Haywood Road was two-lane up with cow pastures on both sides. And there was nothing there. I can remember when they built Interstate 85, so that's how old I am.
Okay, I remember Woodruff Road being 2-lane, and I don't remember when they built 85, but I do remember when they widened it, and I remember when 153 was 2-lane, and there was hardly anybody on it.
That's another one that you called out that used to be a shortcut for us, and it's not anymore because of what you just mentioned. Once we moved over this way, we would always go through Powdersville when we're going back over to Greenville, and now it's just better to go straight 123 over.
I know, KC4SKD.
I'm not sure. If we're taking turns here, in order, but anywho, I'm on Edwards Road right now, and it's getting ready to change names, and now I'm on the same road, but it's Haywood Road. How about that? Obviously headed towards the mall, but I won't get that far before I have to turn off in the sports club.
I got to step out for a minute. Y'all carry on. N4CHY63, good talking to you. I'll be clear.
Hope you do, and I'm in another bad spot, so I'm going to go ahead and sign. But good talking to both of you. Hope y'all have a good evening. KC4SKD.
Evening, 70 degrees, 2 all KP4 CBA mobile.